Good morning. Good morning. Wow. I really didn't know what to expect this morning. Me and Brent and Pastor John has been worried for 36 hours, texting last night, and we just decided, you know what? We're just going to roll on, and what God will let us do, we'll do. And look, not bad, huh? Thank y'all for coming. Wow. This will be called the combined service with the sanctuary at the Key Club and the Global First United Methodist Church of Woodlawn. Amen? A lot of people. Wow, I ain't had this many in front of me in a while. I'm out of practice, Shane. This, you know, we used to get nervous when we did this, and I'm nervous right now for some reason. But anyway, birthdays. I need hands. Don't be bashful. Birthdays. Come on now, out of all these people. Somebody's had a birthday this week or next week. Really? Bob, yours? Durham? Okay. Well, guess what? We're going to sing happy birthday to Bob Durham. He is going to be... And who? What's her name? Charleston. Bob in Charleston. Bob, how old are you going to be? 61? All right, join with me. We got to sing happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Bob and Charleston. Happy birthday to you. All right, a little housekeeping. We've got hot dogs, chips, all kind of food up there for after the service. We have a red bowl at the door. If God leads you to put something in that bowl, do it. If not, enjoy your hot dogs anyway. Right, Pastor John? Amen. He said he was going to put the first 100 in there. That's what he told me a while ago. So y'all be watching him because he's already said it, right?
I brought cowboy beans and my wife brought key lime pie.
And the other thing is Brent's off today. So if something happens to the equipment, it's Brent's fault. All right, I'm not going to make you stand up, but this is going to be a Memorial Day service, but it's really going to be directed toward Memorial Day. John's got some stuff, and I've got some stuff, but just don't forget why we're having a three-day weekend, okay? So the first song is...
fantastic, isn't it? Hey, y'all noticed that we had a skier lined up. They forgot the American flag as they rode by. Did y'all notice that?
Hey, John?
Yes.
Barry said if we was at a mega church, you
would have
come skiing in.
Oh. Yeah, and I'd have a mansion and an airplane too, wouldn't I? Hey, my name's John Moore, pastor at the Woodlawn Global Methodist Church, and we're just so glad that the Key Club here and the Game and Fish Club here have invited us and hosted us this day. I know we're going to have some hot dogs and that y'all have provided, and we've got some other fixings that afterwards too, cowboy beans, baked beans, potato salad, potato chips, and Cokes and soft drinks, and so just have a good time. The Lord has blessed us with wonderful weather here this day. So before I get started, though, I need to ask, if you can hear me, if you're up at that building and you can hear me, please raise your hand. That's good. Most of you can, because, you know, half of you raised your hand. The others can't hear, so y'all translate everything I say, right? let's open with a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for this day. We thank you that you cleared this weather, although we are thankful for the rain. The ground here needed rain. The lake needed rain. And Lord, we're so thankful how you bless us in so many ways. God, you have blessed us as a nation. And as each community and each church seek to follow you, may we also in turn be a blessing to our nation. Heavenly Father, we remember those that gave the ultimate sacrifice in battles fought and won. And God, we just pray your blessings upon their families and extended families and from those that is generations past. But we rest our freedom upon their shoulders. Heavenly Father, bless us in this time today that through our freedoms, we are able in this public space to lift up the name of Jesus in freedom and without hindrance. We pray this blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The scripture, John 15, 13 and 14, says this: greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. It's the word of God for the people of God. Amen. Not too long ago in the past year, y'all remember the video showing the Ukrainian girl on a bus transit, and that she was murdered while on that transit. And the thing I noticed most about that, and it was so disturbing to me, is that no one did anything. They did nothing. They didn't get involved. They were too afraid to stop it from happening or to offer assistance even to this young lady as she passed away, as she died, you know, in minutes after this occurrence, after this horrific event. Nowadays, you see people when something bad is happening, a fight or disturbance takes place or a wreck or whatever, what do people do? It seems like rather than people going to assist and help, you have people lifting this thing up, their phone, to video, as if that somehow gives them credence to do nothing, that that's their something, is recording the events of what's going on. And it gives them an ability to say, but hey, I was doing something. I was recording. We need people to just step in, don't we? We need people to love one another. We need people to sacrifice of themselves even to help others, don't we? Isn't that what Jesus has done? Isn't that what soldiers in our military have done? And from the Continental Army until today, even forces fighting in the Middle East and Iran. And there is so much out there that people video and stuff, and it, 9 times out of 10, it's not worth our looking at and our effort. People have become selfish overall. Listen to this British soldier and what he said when he was being interviewed by the BBC for British Good Morning News television program. Now, these persons didn't have a clue what this 100-year-old soldier was about to say, who fought in World War II and who saw many of his friends die in battle. They just thought, here is this genteel old man who they're going to come in and interview in this nice way, and he's going to say how wonderful his life is and all of this sort of thing. But instead, they got this, an elderly gentleman who thought and reflected back on his life and the sacrifice that his friends had made, the ultimate sacrifice, where they gave up family, where they gave up their life here on this earth in order to fight for freedom. And he teared up, this 100-year-old gentleman who had, you know, medals in which he had been there and fought and watched his friends die even. They had no clue what he had gone through. They had no understanding of it. And he began to tear up and said, well, I'm not sure it was even worth it. Wow. And what he went on to say was, because of things in Britain are worse today, their freedoms are much less today than they were when we even fought. And he's talking about the things like he's seen in their society today, and we are starting to see in America, and we need to stand up and be awakened to it. We're even posting scripture on Facebook or in Twitter can get you put in jail, depending on what the scripture says. If it says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, oh, that could be considered Christocentric and not allowing other faiths to be lifted up. But that's exactly what the scriptures tell us. We're people of this book, aren't we? The people of the Holy Bible. And our nation was founded on scripture. Even Britain itself is founded in many ways upon scripture. Did you know that the king and queen and the royalty of England, one of their main roles is to be a defender of the Christian faith? It's there. A defender of the Christian faith. Folks, our nation was founded on many Christian principles. And our ability to even be here today helps stand that up in this nation. How many of you know someone who who was killed in battle. Raise your hand up high if you know someone that was killed in battle. Raise it up high. Honor them. Now, we thank you for their sacrifice and for how close they may be to you, but we don't want to dishonor their service. We want to honor their service. Was their sacrifice worth it? Same question that British soldier, 100-year-old soldier asked. And he began to wonder, was it worth it, folks? We have to also ask that same question, is it worth it? And our hope is that it is, because we seek to build the foundation of this nation to continue to be undergirded in the Christian faith. Was their sacrifice worth it? Has this nation so warmly welcomed socialist democracy, which is communism, kind of, trapped in some other kind of language, which devalues the individual and values the state and the worker and the collective. But our nation is so much about the individualism, individual person. It is very Christocentric in that. When Christ died on the cross, he died for you. He didn't die for the state. He didn't die for a political party. He didn't die for a movement. He didn't die for the worker. He died for you. When he hung on the cross and said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," he was pointing and saying that to everybody. What if we were to ask Jesus, was it worth it? Your sacrifice. Was it worth it? Seeing so many people that so disregard you. Seeing so many people that live for themselves rather than following your will. Was it worth it? I think Jesus would answer it this way. It's like two men who were going along a beach. Some of you, probably many of you, have heard this illustration before. And they see a bajillion starfish washed up on the seashore. And one man begins and he starts picking up a starfish at a time and throwing it in the water. And as they keep going along, he keeps throwing the starfish back in the water, trying to save them. And the other man says to him, "That's useless. That's pointless. There's no way you can save all of these starfish." And so the other gentleman then picks up a starfish once again and gets ready to throw it back into the sea, into the ocean. And he says, "It matters to this one." And then he throws it in. That's Jesus on the cross. That's his sacrifice. And because you matter, his sacrifice matters. Whether people accept him or reject him, it only matters to him, to those that are willing to be transformed and follow him, to honor his holy name. Jesus gave himself the ultimate sacrifice. Even greater than sacrifices of those who gave their life in battle, because he is God. God who came down to this earth as a lowly, vulnerable baby. And he died for you. And this day, this Memorial Day, we honor those who sacrificed themselves for this nation. And we honor what Christ has done on the cross. We honor the sacrifice of Jesus by repenting of our sin. We honor the sacrifice of Jesus by seeking to follow him No matter what changes in our world, the world is constantly changing, but Christ and his sacrifice is still the same. And we offer to follow him as he sacrificed himself for us. Greater love hath no man than he laid down his life for his friend. What say you? Is it worth it? I hope and pray it is. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this time together and this day. We thank you for your sacrifice on the cross. And as we gather in this place, the great outdoors, that we are reminded of your love and your sacrifice that forgave us of all our sin and righted our broken relationship with you. May your blessings be upon each one gathered here. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. At this time, my son is coming down, David Moore, and he's going to sing a cappella, a song that is a tribute to fallen soldiers.
To fallen soldiers let us sing. Where no rockets fly, nor bullets wing. Our broken brothers let us bring to the mansions of the Lord. No more bleeding, no more fight, no prayers pleading through the night. Just divine embrace, eternal light in the mansions of the Lord, where no mothers cry and no children weep. We shall stand and guard o'er the angels sleep. All through the ages safely keep the mansions of the Lord.
So Memorial Day and Veterans Day is very special to me. I was in the military. In fact, on my daddy's side, there's only one male that hadn't been in the military, and that's Chandler. And there's a reason for that, because he would have lasted 5 minutes. So he made a good choice. Cross, you know, he's still over in Jordan. Keep praying for him. Connor, he was in the Navy. I was in the Air Force. My daddy was in the Navy. It just goes on and on. So these days, these holidays are very special to me. Memorial Day is a solemn day of remembrance, honoring the men and women who died while serving in our military. I've got a few quotes here that will help pay tribute to our fallen heroes. As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter the words, but to live by them. Those who have long enjoyed such privileges as we enjoy forget in time that men have died to win them. A hero is someone who has given his or her life to something bigger than oneself. Home of the free, because of the brave. It doesn't take a hero to order men into battle. It takes a hero to be one of those men who goes into battle. May we never forget, freedom isn't free. I believe our flag is more than just cloth and ink. It is a universally recognized symbol that stands for liberty and freedom. It is the history of our nation, and it's marked by the blood of those who died defending it. Our flag does not fly because the wind moves it. It flies with the last breath of each soldier who died protecting it. This nation will remain the land of the free only so long as it is the home of the brave. Regard your soldiers as your children, and they will follow you into the deepest valleys. Look on them as your own beloved sons, and they will stand by you even unto death. Each Memorial Day, we honor those who died for the constant reminder of things that matter. As you enjoy this weekend, the unofficial start of summer, which doesn't really feel like summer, but it is the unofficial start, remember what Memorial Day is really about. Those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our country. If you want to thank a soldier, be the kind of American worth fighting for. Think about that. This Memorial Day, we remember those heroes who courageously gave their lives. Join us today to count our blessings and stand proud. This Memorial Day, our deepest gratitude goes to the fallen men and women who gave the citizens of the United States a chance to make this world a better place. Let us gather together in celebration and remembrance of our heroes who have fallen. Let's take a moment of silence to remember and honor the sacrifices of thousands of men and women who gave up their lives for this country.
Amen. Got a little special part of this service out here today, and that I'm going to invite Grayson to come down for baptism. And so excited to be able to come out to the lake here and have do his baptism today. However, we're not going in the lake, Grayson. That lake is way back, and I was told that, you can come over this way, Grayson, first. I was told that if we walked out there, we'd get deep in mud and get mired in it, and it'd be hard to get out. So we got a tub over here. I see a lot of churches doing this nowadays and baptizing folks. But this water is still kind of cool, but it's warmer than this water out here in the lake, all right? But I have seen videos of people going into ice waters to be baptized. I mean, that tells you how much they want Jesus in their life, and I know you do too as well. When I asked of those going through confirmation, I said, who here wants to be baptized? And he was like, immediate, you know, wanting that, and that's wonderful. I want to say this, baptism is not the end. It's a beginning of a relationship with Christ. Just like accepting Christ is not the end, but it's only a beginning in following him. And just the same, death is never the end. It is only a beginning, folks. I mean, you think about eternal life. This looks like a grain of sand in all of the universe compared to eternal life. Grayson, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and I've enjoyed spending time and driving him and Thomas home a lot of times after youth group on Wednesday nights. And Grayson, let me ask you these questions. Do you renounce the devil and all his works and reject the evil powers of this world? Just say, I do.
I do.
Yes. And do you repent of your sins, turn to Jesus Christ, and confess him as your Lord and Savior?
I do.
And do you receive and profess the Christian faith as contained in the Holy Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments?
I do.
And y'all, that one's a key for us that are Global Methodists. To uphold, and I'm sure other denominations as well, but to uphold the scriptures as the authority. And do you accept the responsibility to resist evil, injustice, and oppression by the grace and power of God?
I do.
And will you obediently keep God's holy will and commandments and walk in them all the days of your life by the grace and power of the Holy Spirit?
I do.
Amen. And do you also now desire to be baptized in this faith?
Yes, sir.
All right. And I want to ask everybody here, whether you're part of Woodlawn or not, if you're part of the Christian faith, I want to ask you a question as well. And just respond by saying, we will. Will you who witness these vows encourage Grayson here in the faith and do all in your power to support him in his life and journey with Christ? Amen. You see that? You've got all kinds of support out here. That is so, so wonderful. One last thing, and then we'll go over here for the baptism. The significance of baptism, folks, and I'm not going to share this, but if you want to look up Jerry Clower, famous Southern comedian and Southern Baptist, actually, too, he has a great thing, skit on baptism, and you can look it up. Baptism signifies death unto life. No matter how that baptism takes place, whether it's sprinkling or pouring or immersion, it represents death unto life. It also represents no breath and then rising up to the Holy Spirit breath living in you. And it also says that sin unto forgiveness and righteousness, from going through the curse of sin and death unto forgiveness and righteousness and life. It goes from holding on to this world to the renewing of your mind and heart and spirit. It goes from disobedience unto obedience. It goes from hopelessness to hope. It goes from dying to self. And saying no to the world and being born again, made new. All right, let's, Grayson, let's come over this way for your baptism. And if your family wants to come a little closer, you're welcome to do that. Step back over here. And if you'll just step into this cold water. Yeah, it is cold, but it's colder out there. And just come forward and sit down. Put your butt all the way to the ground there. There you go. All right. Move it quick. And I won't hold you under, all right? You ready? Grayson, I baptize you now in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come up, brother. All right, let's hop on out. Y'all, let's close in a word of prayer here. Yes, here, right here, real quick. Right here, we'll have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for Grayson. You knew of his very name when you hung on the cross. You knew of that plan when you were born into this world through the Virgin Mary. You knew of this plan when you created and fashioned this universe. And we know that you will receive this child of yours forever and forever in your kingdom. And we thank you and praise you for it. May you bless him and guide him through the church, O Heavenly Father, to know and follow you all the days of his life. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. All right. We're going to let him go get changed and get warm. And y'all, when you see him around, please be sure to congratulate him on this wonderful day.
What a great day.
Amen.
What a great day. Thank y'all for being here. I hope you enjoy it. This is awesome to me. I love it down here, and I hope you do too. It's just, I don't know, it's just better outside. Just like cooking outside, the food's better outside. Amen. Thank y'all for being here. It's been great. I'm going to say the blessing, and then I'm going to play. Once I play the song, you can go ahead and move on deep. But we're going to end it with God Bless the USA. So if you'll bow your heads, please. Lord, thank you for this awesome day that you provided. Thank you for being here in it. And now that we're going to partake this food, ask that you bless it and anoint it. May it be of nourishment to our bodies. In your name we pray. And all God's children said,
amen.
Amen.
Let me say one last thing. I'm sorry. I forgot to mention one thing. And this is a commercial, folks. We have a service at 9 a.m. and 11:30 at Woodlawn GMC every Sunday except for when we're down here. Okay? And we do a good breakfast as well, right after the 9 a.m. service at 10 o'clock. James sometimes cooks it, too. And come and join us anytime. Come casual. We have the 9 a.m. service in our fellowship hall. Very casual, sit around tables. And then our 11:30 service, a little more traditional, but people dress very comfortable. We even have people come dressed like Stuart here to the 11:30 service, don't we? Y'all enjoy. Thank y'all for being here today.
I also want to thank the people that made donations for all this today and all the help, all the cooks. Thanks for everybody that helped get this done. And y'all have a great rest of your Memorial Day weekend.
Detroit.